This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
As we continue here, launching into the second hour, for those of you just tuning in, we'll bring you up to speed. We have been discussing government boondoggles, and it ended up, we actually just barely scratched the surface of the original story that sparked this conversation in the first place from the Los Angeles Times about this bullet train that is nowhere near completion, but yet is already clocking in at $3.6 billion more expensive than it was estimated to be, and that's just for the first 118 miles through the Central Valley on a line that ultimately is supposed to connect Los Angeles to San Francisco. It's been an incredible boondoggle, and there's more to say about that, but we can continue here with your calls and thoughts, because, of course, you can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. So let's go to James Cleveland, former co-host here on Free Talk Live, now in Denver. Hey, James, you're on via Skype.
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome, sir.
So I've been doing these, so there's like these delivery apps that are kind of like Uber and Lyft, but for foods. I've been trying them out.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I noticed, the topic I was going to bring up is tipping. So like most people tip, but like there is a couple people, and I found honestly like it seems like the richer the people are, the worse they tip.
Really?
Like they'll order like $50 of food and not tip.
Wow.
And like, yeah, like last night I did a delivery like after midnight. And so it's like, yeah, okay, I'll go out and I'll fight the snow for you, sure. And they got like over $100 of food, and I'd drive 6 miles, and then they tipped $2.
Mm.
And then now they're saying they either canceled the order or they're claiming that they don't get it. I'm not sure. It doesn't tell me. But so I didn't even get paid for that. So it's
what?
Like, yeah, I don't know. So one thing I like about Uber and Lyft is you can rate the passengers. So that's one thing I think that some of these delivery apps need to implement.
Let me see if I understand something here on this $100 food delivery order thing. You paid out of pocket to cover the cost of the food when you picked it up?
No.
No,
the company paid for it, which is good, but I still had to drive it, and it's like, I don't know, it's kind of...
Right, so you're out your time. At least you're not out the $100-something.
Yeah.
So, okay.
But it's kind of funny. So it's like a sports bar. So I show up and the lady's all mad, the waitress, because, you know, they have customers at the bar. And she said, oh, I hope this person's really stoned because they've put my kitchen back by 40 minutes.
Wow.
So like. Yeah, so
and
like not only this person not paying, he inconvenienced everyone.
Jeez.
So it's like,
wow.
I don't know what.
What are some of
like maybe Bitcoin. Oh, go ahead.
I was just curious. I mean, I know, you know, in the past, before these sort of decentralized apps like Uber and Lyft or whatever, Uber Eats, I know, is Uber's version of this, and it's in test marketing. I think it's being test marketed in some cities. But prior to this, there were these, you know, local folks who would have agreements with certain restaurants around town, and you could call them up and say, hey, I want to get McDonald's or whatever, and they'd go out and they'd pick it up for you. So this is sort of the new 21st century version of that that service. What's, you know, how many of these apps are there? What are the best ones, especially if you are wanting to do the, you know, the working side of it, if you want to do the deliveries? What's your experience so far?
So there's a lot. I'd recommend Grubhub.
Grubhub.
That seems to be a pretty good one. Yeah, there's DoorDash, Postmates, but so those two, I've had mixed experiences with them. But one thing I noticed too, like if you go, some of these apps, you can go to like, let's say McDonald's or Chick-fil-A and fix up stuff for people.
Mm-hmm.
Those people almost never tip, so it's better to honestly to get the nicer restaurants. So find out which apps have the nicer restaurants in your area and then go with those, because you're more likely to get a tip.
So you're getting paid per order regardless of whether someone tips, though, right?
That's right. But if they don't tip, I'm only making like $7 an hour. And then, because I can only do two or three deliveries per hour, depending on... And sometimes
you're not going to the same restaurant over and over again. You can't take multiple orders out of the same restaurant. You're going to one restaurant, picking up one order, and then going to the customer, right?
That's right. I don't know. I guess, like, my opinion, if you can afford $50 of food, like, you should tip. Like,
well, yeah,
I don't think you should order the food unless you can tip.
Right. That's the old saying, is if you can't afford to eat out if you can't afford to tip. And this is the same thing, basically. Now, what's the expected tip? I mean, is it 15%? What's a standard tip for the industry of delivering something?
I'd probably say 15 to 20%.
15 to 20. Okay.
That's right.
I mean, because normally when you think of a 20% tip, you think of a good server at a restaurant being very attentive and coming back multiple times. I wouldn't have thought 20% on a delivery. I would have thought maybe 15 maximum.
I'd have thought maybe $2 or $3.
So you're saying a flat.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what it ends up being, because a lot of these orders are like $10. Because it's like usually it's a bachelor, you know, ordering something.
And now I'm looking at the Grubhub site now, just looking at Phoenix, and they show you the minimum order required for different restaurants, and it shows you whether or not there is a delivery fee. And I think a lot of times people think, oh, well, there's a delivery fee, so therefore I don't have
to tip. That's the tip, yeah.
One thing, too, I found, so I would look up promo codes for these different apps, like while I'm doing them, and I give it to the person, like maybe $10 off or whatever, and I found that my tips always go up. That's another trick I learned.
That makes sense. Yeah, if you can save your customer money, they're going to tip
you. Money. Yeah, even though they could go Google like these promo codes themselves, but
yeah, people are lazy.
A little trick, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Now, I've heard you've been, TJ called us a couple weeks ago, said you've been doing Ubers out there, that's been your thing. So, like, how's that been going?
I've been doing the deliveries a lot more. Honestly, I like it a little more because you don't have to deal with passengers.
Mm.
You know, you don't have to keep your cars clean.
Nobody's going to puke in the back.
The main thing. That's true. I did have some funny customers. This guy was like, have you ever heard of the Silk Road? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I sure have. And it's like, man, ever since they took that down, I don't know where to go now. And I was like, oh, well, there's other websites you can go check out. And that's
that's awesome.
And, like, yeah, I definitely had a few drunks. And this one guy was like, he claimed he spent like $200 on the bar, and he was going to give me a huge tip. And he was like, almost passing out in my back seat, and then he didn't even tip me.
Jeez.
So.
All right, man. Well, anything else you want to share tonight?
That's it. I guess my message to the world, like, tip your delivery people or they're not going to do it, honestly. Like, one thing I like about these apps, too, is I can see if they kind of what I'm expected to get. So, honestly, I just decided I'm going to start rejecting the ones I don't want to do.
Do you know in advance where the delivery address is, to where if it's been somebody who stiffed you before, you can just be like, yeah, no, I'm not taking that job?
No, and that's one of these problems. I don't know how to address that. I was thinking that something like Bitcoin would be so much nicer, because even if they disputed it with their credit card, I mean, it's like, well, we have your money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, we did deliver the $100 of food, and now, apparently, yeah, they're saying that they didn't get it.
Wow. Well, drive safe out there, James. Good to hear from you. Feel free to call back anytime with stories from the road. Appreciate it.
Yeah, so that's, I guess, not technically a boondoggle, but...
No, didn't have to be. It's Free Talk Live. You can call that anything. Thanks for the call tonight, man. Good to hear from you. Be safe out there. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Interesting. Yeah, I knew that Uber was experimenting with that, but I didn't know that there were other apps that were already doing food delivery. That's cool.
Yeah, I didn't know either.
And, of course, I'm looking to see if it's available in Keene. There's a couple of restaurants listed here. I just don't know if delivery is available. Looks like it might be. Anyway, toll free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here and bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian, Johnny Ray, and Daryl. Coming back, we got more on government boondoggles, including this bullet train, $3.6 billion overrun in costs already, 50% higher than what they were expecting, and they're not even halfway done. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Of the program. Of course, you're invited to join us right here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Daryl.
We've talked a lot, Daryl, you and I, about MyPillow here on Free Talk Live. It's a great product, and you get a money-back guarantee up to 60 days, and then there's also a warranty on the product that lasts 10 years. It's a great product, but, you know, enough from us. We actually had one of our Free Talk Live amplifiers, Leah, who posted on the AMP forum earlier today, which is one of the perks you get if you become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. You get access to interact with other Free Talk Live amplifiers and hosts of the show. And she writes the following. I bought a couple MyPillow pillows on Friday. I'm the kind of person who likes to manipulate my pillow. I like a smushy pillow that I can tuck into the crook of my neck. This is the perfect pillow for me. I've been sleeping very well, which is a plus because I often don't sleep at all. It's true that this is a very lumpy pillow, but once you get your head into a comfortable position, it seems to sort of solidify itself around your head, and then you don't want to move. I just thought I'd share my impression of the pillow. Individual results may vary, of course. And so she says that it's working for her. Now, if you get the MyPillow and you decide that it's not the best pillow you've ever owned, you can just send it back to them and they'll send you your purchase price back. And speaking of that purchase price, if you use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, over at MyPillow.com, that gets you one MyPillow at half price or two for the price of one. So it's up to you how many MyPillows you get. You can, by the way, wash and dry the MyPillow. It's really an amazing product for a pillow. You go to MyPillow.com, code FTL, like Free Talk Live, gets you the special offer.
Memory foam is a powerful sleeping agent.
I don't know if memory foam is in the MyPillow. I don't know if it's advertised as that. It does seem to have some sort of foam in it, but I don't know if it's memory foam.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, regardless of whether you like firm or soft, you can get a MyPillow and use it to supplement. If you like a soft down pillow, you can get a MyPillow and it'll do what it does, and you can supplement it with something softer, and it's fantastic.
And there's different levels of fill available for the MyPillow, so you can have different types.
She said it's much lighter and airy than she expected.
I happen to agree with that. That is something that I think is different about MyPillow than memory foam. Memory foam's got a real thick feel to
it. Heavy.
Yeah. And this is not like that at all. It's like there's
little pieces
of foam. You
could pillow fight with this and not concuss somebody.
That's a good point. So MyPillow.com, code FTL. Just wanted to give somebody or you guys out there some feedback from somebody who's not Ian and Daryl. All right, so let's go to your calls here. David is on the line in New Mexico. I think we've actually got a working connection with him this time. Go ahead, David. At least I thought we did. He was on there before, I swear to you, when I screened his call. All right, so anyway, continuing here, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. So we started out the show with just a little bit of information, and that sparked a large conversation about government building boondoggle projects, like this bullet train in California between Los Angeles and San Francisco. Not even half the way done, with only about 118 miles of the 300-something that it's scheduled for, apparently. The Central Valley, it's apparently 118 miles through the Central Valley, is now estimated over cost at $3.6 billion in addition to what it was supposed to be. So it was supposed to be $6.4 billion. It's now looking at as much as $9.5 to $10 billion. And the problems involve management problems, significant delays in environmental planning, lags in processing invoices for federal grants, and continuing failures to acquire the needed property. According to the Los Angeles Times, they originally had anticipated completing this part of the track by this year, but now federal risk analysts estimate that won't be happening until 2024, placing the project 7 years behind schedule. Incredible. The report, the most critical official assessment of the project to surface so far, is labeled a confidential draft deliberative document for internal use only and was presented by senior Federal Railroad Administration executives to California Rail Authority Board Chairman Dan Richard on December 1st in Washington. This analysis puts the state on notice that it could face bigger cost overruns than anticipated and much longer delays than have been made public, a troubling critique by an agency that has been a stalwart supporter and longtime financier of the nation's largest infrastructure project.
So I think, the point here is government programs are almost always over budget and behind schedule.
I think a
bigger news story would be that a government project was finished sooner than what the projected schedule was and below cost.
So what you're saying is this is so common that it shouldn't even be news.
Yes.
But I think that, Daryl, it's still important for the news to cover these stories because there's always new people who, may not have heard about this before.
And it's one of those things of, if somebody... Let's say some producer or editor says, oh, yeah, we've seen this story before. We're not going to cover that. Then somebody's going to say, they're trying to hide that. They don't want you to know.
Mm.
So it's one of those damned if you do, damned if you don't sort of things. But instead of, asking people to call in with boondoggles that they're aware of, if you know of a government program that was finished on time and under budget, call in with that.
Yeah, I suspect our phone's going to be empty on that one.
I do know of exactly one.
Really?
I know of one. There was an interstate overpass on-ramp in Birmingham, Alabama, probably about a decade ago. A tractor trailer drove into the support beam and exploded, and it blew up the ramp. And the company that got contracted, they were told for each day under the time limit, or, you've got X amount of time, for each day under that, you get X amount of a bonus.
Yeah, bonus, okay.
Anything past that, you pay us a fine.
Interesting.
They had people working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they came in at about half the time that they were given.
I had an idea similar to that once. I wanted to put on a play, and I thought I could take, I could compartmentalize the budgets for different things, and say for costumes, for example, and say, all right, I've got $2,000 that I'm willing to spend on these costumes, but I'm going to give my costume master 10% of whatever is left of that $2,000 by the end of the production.
Right, so they have the incentive to be, pinch a few pennies.
Frugal.
Be frugal. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. They go on here and they interview some different bureaucrats and people disagree about how much it's going to cost and so on and so forth. Other recent documents paint a dark picture of California's ambitious transportation project and helps explain some of the performance problems. Audit reports last year found that the Rail Authority lacks consistent management processes, takes on unnecessary contract risks, and doesn't have orderly records, and is short on clearly defined responsibility for its top officials. An internal report obtained by the Times notes a just-completed survey in which employees complained that morale is low and has declined in each of the last 3 years. Employees interviewed by the Times say turnover is consistently high, leaving staff overworked. The Rail Authority senior deputy, its chief administrative officer, and its top information technology executive recently left. So it can be hard to continue a long-term project when no one working on the project has any memory of when it started because they've not worked there very long. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Live Sunday edition of the program. As always, you may join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We did have a gentleman call in earlier tonight. He was asking about moving to New Hampshire, this migration of liberty-minded people that are coming here for various different reasons. There's the Free State Project that he mentioned. There's also the Shire Society. And then there's just people who don't like joining things. They'll come here, too, because people who care about freedom are here in New Hampshire. Thousands of them have already gathered here, and thousands more are pledged to come here. If you want to learn why it's so attractive to libertarians and voluntarists and liberty-loving anarchists, then I would recommend the hour-long documentary, 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. You go to 101reasonsfilm.com. You can watch it there. It's available free on YouTube. Again, 101reasonsfilm.com. If you consider yourself to be a liberty-minded person and you're willing to actually do something to achieve some semblance of freedom in your lifetime, then it's probably the best choice. Go to 101reasonsfilm.com and check it out. As we continue here, we've got last try here. Third time, better be the charm. David in New Mexico on the phones this time. Go ahead.
Well, you'll be the judge. Is it the charm? Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you now. Go ahead.
Good, yeah. Skype ought to be paying me for doing troubleshooting on how their app interacts with other apps. Anyway, fun stuff first. Sorry, it went too much. I lost my train of thought.
Notes. Notes help when you're calling talk radio. Then trains will not
be
lost. You want the trains of thought to run on time, after all.
Yes,
but if you pull the lever, then the train goes onto another track and then runs over fewer people.
Oh, let's not go there. Anyway, go ahead, David.
Yeah, well, one fun thing, he had a caller talking about the rich people not tipping very well, which is obviously true in his case. The man who was the richest man in the world for 3 years once tipped me, and he tipped me $55 on a $95 bill.
Wow, that's pretty sweet. So, who's this?
That was Carlos Slim.
Don't know.
Or in Mexico, the guy that met with Trump the other day. He runs all the phones, the cell phones and landlines and stuff. That's his company, Telmex, I think it's called in.
Oh wow.
In Mexico, and he's got all kinds of other companies too, but that's his big one. I knew him back when he was worth a mere $8 billion, and now he's worth like $80 billion. And another funny thing, you're mentioning The Simpsons earlier. Matt Groening, I was a body double for the character that played Matt Groening in a movie one time called Friendship, which is actually a really good movie. It's a German movie, but it was filmed here in the States, and it's really funny, actually, Friendship.
Now, body double, that's different from a stuntman, right?
Well, a stuntman could be both. A body double, there's stand-in, and there is body double or double, and there's stuntman. And stuntman obviously is doing stunts, and he's technically also a body double because he's doubling for the actor that's not doing his own stunt.
Mm-hmm.
And that's while the cameras are rolling and you're actually seen on screen, whereas a stand-in, just when the cameras aren't, well the cameras are running, but you're not going to be seen on screen. You're just somebody who approximates the characteristics of the actor, and so that they don't have to stand there for hours on end between their scenes. You fill that space so lighting can get the right lighting adjustments and all this other, and the cameras can get everything set up.
So the body double is like somebody who isn't a stunt person, but will be shot from like behind to where you can't see their face, that kind of thing.
Yeah, you can't tell it's not the actor, so you're not seeing their face or whatever. And
so that way they don't have to pay Al Pacino, $1 billion. They can just bring in some kid that looks like him or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. And then here's an entertaining one you'll find entertaining. Sarah got me thinking one day, and so I came up while thinking about that. I came up with some alternate names for Albuquerque Rapid Transit, and the second one's especially good. But the first one I came up with is Albuquerque Ratchet Transit, which can come in handy for the types that fit it. But the second one is Albuquerque, instead of Albuquerque Rapid Transit, that's Albuquerque Vapid Transit.
That's cute.
And that works well for other characters.
How bad is it down there? I mean, people have been, we had one lady call in earlier saying they have just, torn up Route 66, that businesses are basically shut down. They can't get business in the door because of all the construction. I mean, is it an absolute nightmare trying to drive down there?
Well, I wouldn't say it's an absolute nightmare, but first of all, I have not even been in Albuquerque since they've done that. But listening to the radio every day, I really don't hear a whole lot of people complaining about it, other than at certain times. Yes, they're definitely, when the day that they first started work, the first few days, I definitely heard people complaining about the extremely long traffic jams in the area where they were working. So apparently there is, but after the first few days, I haven't heard much report of it on the radio.
Mean people aren't mad. It just means that they're not getting through, or that board ops are screening out their calls because they're sick and tired of hearing people complaining. I mean, if it's that much of an imposition, they probably are getting complaints, but that doesn't necessarily make for good radio.
That was Mayor Barry, Richard Barry. That's his baby. You were talking about earlier about the bond thing, how they can pretty much, they don't need the public's approval, the citizens' approval to do the management. The mayor and his staff decide whether or not they're going to do it, and they decided to do it. One interesting dot that I wanted to connect on that subject that I mentioned to you before, but you can get a better picture of how Mayor Barry and his staff operate, is that I would call the mayor's office, I don't know, probably when I was calling often, I would call there two, at most three times in a week to ask something or criticize something or try to be helpful about something in the city, two or three times in a week. And the mayor's staff, which included his APD bodyguard actually ordered me, gave me an order not to call his office anymore for any of that kind of stuff, even though I had behaved 100% professionally. I was speaking to them like I'm speaking to you.
Yeah, they're just tired of hearing your ideas. They got their own ideas, and they're not interested in putting up any airs of pretending like they're interested anymore is what it sounds like.
Yeah, and here's a good example of what I called about one time at the mayor's office. There was a speeding van, like you're talking about. Sarah brought it up, I believe, another time. But this was a speeding van. It was automatic cameras in it, but it happened to have an officer sitting in it, and they parked it in a spot on a freeway exit where the speed limit was technically 45, but coming off the freeway at 75, which is everybody was legally going, you could not go from 75 to 45 in a safe manner. You really had to slam on your brakes, and it was an unsafe thing. So consequently, nobody coming off the ramp was making that speed, and every single, literally like 9 out of 10 vehicles that went off the freeway at that ramp were getting their picture taken and a ticket sent to them.
Jeez.
And they got me, and I stopped the car, I walked back, I talked to the cop, and after talking to him, I went directly to the mayor's office and complained about it, and a few other people called, and so with that activism, they actually, there were literally thousands of tickets that van had generated for the city of Albuquerque's revenue in a period of a couple hours. I was the only person that went there in person to the mayor's office. That combined with the other phone calls that they got, they threw out every single one of those thousands of tickets.
How do you know?
Because I followed up with the mayor's office. I said, I want to know, this is an official inquiry, I want to know what the resolution of these complaints are.
Interesting.
And they came back. Yeah, and they came back. I don't know if it was the same day or the next day.
Good for you on that, David. And thank you for the call and telling the story tonight. I appreciate that. We had a similar situation the other day in Concord where I got a ticket. The car that we were up there in got a ticket. And we were parked in a no parking zone, but they said that we were in a no parking zone, even though there was no signage up whatsoever. There were no parking signs down the street, but the parking signs that we were in front of did not have those no parking signs on them. I called up, threatened them with going to court. They dropped the charge, and then the next
very
day,
quickly,
they put up the signs. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and of course you can join us here. Live Sunday edition, continuing your calls welcome about whatever's on your mind. We have been talking about the latest government boondoggle. This one is out in California, supposed to be a bullet train that's connecting Los Angeles with San Francisco. They're not even 120 miles through the track yet, and they are already 50% over their estimated costs just for the portion of the track that they've done. So who knows how further this thing is going to go beyond its initial intentions. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Daryl.
According to the Los Angeles Times, about 80% of all bullet train systems incur massive overruns in their construction. That, according to an infrastructure risk expert at the University of Oxford, Brent Flyberg, who has studied such rail projects all over the world. Gee, what do you know? Governments in other countries are also inefficient and bad at getting things done. It must be a problem with their incentives.
The common denominator here is government.
Government, yeah. One of the biggest hazards of these mega projects is a government agency that is attempting to do something highly complex for the first time. The California system is being built by an independent authority that has never built anything and depends on a large network of consultants and contractors for advice.
Hold on. I'm not going to agree here that this independent authority never built anything. They wound up building themselves after convincing some legislators to create this authority to entrust them with billions of dollars.
Daryl, it's one thing to build a something on paper, which is all that the authority is. It's just an organizational structure. It's one thing to figure all that out. Government bureaucrats are good at shuffling
papers. Oh, they've not overseen construction of anything,
right.
But they definitely, built a house of cards, if you will.
That much is true. Engineering and construction experts have warned that early cost and schedule problems will be difficult to reverse, and that early cost increases will likely drive up the final cost of the project. And, the thing is here, they're giving what is a good reason why anyone would have trouble building something if they've never built something before? That's probably true. But again, they're ignoring the real factors here, and that is that governments have no competition, and so therefore they have no incentives to get things done in any decent amount of time or in any affordable amount of cost.
So I'm going to play devil's advocate here.
All right, sure.
Because this is something that people tell us all the time. And governments do have competition. If you don't like the government where you live, you can move to another government. So they're competing for your tax dollars, but you just have to physically move yourself. So there is competition.
At some level, that's a true statement. That is true. I mean, some states, for instance, are more fiscally sound than others. You know, you look at California, Michigan, Illinois. These are some of the worst off states in, you know, as far as budget deficits and billions of dollars in the red and things like that. And then, you know, didn't New Hampshire have a budget cut a few years ago? They actually managed to slice the budget down a little bit.
They had like a 10% budget cut several years ago.
Not all states are created equal, but the fact is what you're pointing out about, well, you could just move. Yeah, you could. But that doesn't really have, in my opinion, that much of an effect on the efficiency factor of these governments because they know most people aren't going to move.
Right. And again, this goes back to something we were talking about last night of the hypocrisy of the people that say, if you don't like it, leave, while simultaneously saying people shouldn't come to the United States. They should stay where they are and try to change
it. Yeah. In this case, you know, they know inherently that they've got mostly a population that's going to stay in place. Their family lives where they live. They've lived where they live. You know, they've got a job or a career where they are. People are just going to stay put. I mean, we've seen it with the Liberty Movement.
Yeah.
Most libertarians, if they're aware of the migration to New Hampshire, they're just not interested in going anywhere. It's a lot easier to stay where you are.
Right. And remember,
even though it's a lot freer here.
We had the caller that called in a couple of weeks ago that was griping and complaining about how horrible California is.
Oh, yeah.
And when we suggested, he said, my family's been here for 7 effing generations.
And he likes to surf. Was it that guy, the surf dude?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we had to dump him because he, you know, dropped the F-bomb
right
in the middle of explaining why he's staying in a place that he hates.
Yeah. Ian, I agree that what Daryl said while he was playing devil's advocate is a true statement. But if you consider the kind of freedom that is afforded by real, honest-to-God freedom, where nobody is presumes to be your ruler in any way, not the masses, not the king, not the president. The kind of freedom that you get there is similar to what we see in our choice of grocery stores here where we live. There's three major chains, a number of smaller ones that we can choose from, and we can just choose to stop doing business completely with one of them and start doing business with somewhere else.
Without having to
move, nothing like that.
You might have to drive a little further to the other store, but that's about it.
Right, and we can, and my home, I left my home, the place that I grew up in, and that
Asheville,
was my home
North Carolina.
Yeah, Asheville.
Where we're on the air tonight, WWNC.
Asheville is my home. The government didn't give me my birthplace.
Mm-hmm.
It was given to me by God and my family. And the choice that if you don't like it, leave it, that is the choice I took, but
right,
I'm not happy with it.
Wait a minute, you're not happy with it?
I thought
you liked your life here.
I do, and I like you guys, and I like the Granite State, and
yeah,
I like the
you didn't like that you felt like you had to leave, you mean?
The income tax regime in the state of North Carolina was very obnoxious to me,
mm-hmm,
and I left, and I'm not going back.
So you don't miss that aspect of it,
is
what you're saying.
Right. But it'll always be my birthplace.
Sure.
Wait a minute.
So yes, what do you miss about North Carolina?
I miss the accent.
Is that right?
Yeah. Asheville is an interesting cosmopolitan place with a lot of...
It's kind of hippie, right?
With a lot of hippies, a lot of rednecks. I was going to say...
Sounds like Keene.
It's similar in many ways.
Yeah.
Keene is like... It's like a mountain town with the coast some miles away. New Hampshire and North Carolina are both Atlantic states,
mm-hmm,
and so there's the beach there. But it's New Hampshire is sort of like if you took North Carolina and just compressed it and squeezed it together.
I see.
You see, sometimes I've seen seagulls here in Keene. It's been
right?
a while since I've seen that, but I've seen it before. Anyway, so whatever point it was that I was going to make, I made it.
Barbecue. That's what you miss.
Barbecue.
Yeah, like
it's difficult to get good Eastern barbecue in New Hampshire.
Well, there aren't enough black people here, and, you know, I'm sorry, but the best barbecue I've ever had is has been served on the side of the road in Florida by some black folks at a church.
And that reminds me, you still need to talk to Mark about going to the...
He did go.
Right, but he did not send us the barbecue.
No, dude, I don't want barbecue that's been sitting on ice for however long.
I'm gonna let you finish, but speaking of barbecue, the president's favorite barbecue is in Asheville, North Carolina.
This president, Barack Obama.
Right, I'm pretty sure it's made by white people. Just FYI.
I don't know about that.
I'm just saying, the next time you talk to Mark, have him ship us some barbecue.
No, I'm not going to. You talk to him about that if that's what you want. I don't want to have barbecue that's not fresh off the grill.
Off the hog.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fresh out of the what is it? What do they call that?
The spit?
Spit? Cooker? No. What's the... There's like a term for that.
Smoker.
There's several different
ways that you can do it.
Oh, so okay. See, I know nothing about barbecue.
You can cook it on a smoker. You can cook it on a spit. You can
cook it in the ground.
Okay, cool.
Got a pig in the ground and beer on ice. All my ratty friends are coming over tonight.
I'm not interested in that personally. And there's been some okay barbecue up this way. There was Hot Hogs where we had on
Christmas Eve. Good, but they're not open until...
That's true.
You know, it's above freezing consistently.
All right, so toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Look, we can continue telling you about the boondoggle here, because there is more, but we'll just post the full article over on the Facebook and Twitter page.
We could also talk about the Great Northern Railway, which was a privately funded, successfully built railroad.
Way back in the day, right?
Way back in the day, yeah.
All right. What about the Polar Express?
That's fictional.
Is that a book? That's a book, right? A movie and a book, I believe.
Yes.
So, we could tell you more about that, but again, there's a lot more detail here. We'll put it up on the Free Talk Live Facebook, the Free Talk Live Twitter. You can go to facebook.freetalklive.com or twitter.freetalklive.com to find those pages easily. That saves you from having to search around. And also, still to come, hour number three is on the way. We've got to get into economics in one lesson, since we've been talking about things economic here tonight. We got chapter 11 coming up here, which is actually a pretty long chapter. It was almost 10 pages long. It's called Who's Protected by Tariffs? And it's a pretty good chapter until the very end, where there's a major disappointment. We'll explain coming up here. Free Talk Live. Need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own. And that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.